This is the Wikipedia page for cute aggression. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you to subscribe, you adorable people. Oh, we just want to pinch your heads right off.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about today. When you think something is so cute, you want to kill it. Cute aggression. Cute aggression, or playful aggression, is superficially aggressive behavior caused by seeing something cute, such as a human baby or young animal. People experiencing cute aggression may grit their teeth, clench their fists, or feel the urge to bite, pinch, and squeeze something they consider cute. It's pretty metal.
Terminology. The first research into cute aggression was led by Oriana Aragon. The term, cute aggression, was published widely in 2013 after Rebecca Dyer and Aragon presented their team's early research on the topic at the annual meeting of the Society for Personality and Social Psychology. On January 18, in 2015, Aragon and colleagues published their first academic paper on the subject using the alternative term playful aggression, defined as follows.
Playful aggression is in reference to the expression that people show sometimes when interacting with babies. Sometimes we say things and appear to be more angry than happy, even though we are happy. For example, some people grit their teeth, clench their hands, pinch cheeks, or say things like, "I want to eat you up." It would be difficult to ask about every possible behavior of playful aggression, so we ask generally about things of this kind, calling them playful aggressions.
Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this message while you go protect your babies from their aggressive grandparents.
Thank you for listening to that message, Wiki listeners. You are back and you're adorable. I just want to pop your eyes out and eat them like grapes.
In other languages, the concept of playful aggression is also captured in several non-English terms. In Filipino, for example, the word gigil refers to the gritting of teeth and the urge to pinch or squeeze something that is unbearably cute. In Indonesian, the word jemas refers to the built-up feeling that you feel when seeing cute objects, which then leads up to the gritting teeth or the urge to pinch. The word jeram in Malay encapsulates cute aggression, but can also ambiguously mean anger or frustration. In Thai language, it's called mengkau. In some Latin American countries like Guatemala, it is referred to as the thing. For example, ese gatito me da cosa. That cat gives me the thing, followed by pinching or clenching of teeth and biting down, but joyful movement.
Joyful biting.
Who doesn't love some joyful biting?
Function. Playful aggression is a type of dimorphous display in which a positive experience elicits expressions usually associated with negative emotions. The behavior occurs more commonly in individuals who experience dimorphous emotions across a range of situations and may help to regulate emotions by balancing an overwhelmingly positive emotion with a negative response.
That is incredibly Jewish.
Wow, okay, I guess so.
Intense positive feelings often produce hybrid categorically positive and typical negative expressions. This is commonly witnessed in situations in which a person is so overwhelmed by happiness that they begin to tear up or even cry. Such regulation of emotion has been coined dimorphous expression. The dimorphous expression model seeks to identify the validity of the phenomenon via a study involving a series of questions asked to subjects in conditions where they were not exposed to acute stimulus and in conditions where they were exposed.
Natural tendencies. Human beings possess the natural tendency of caretaking. As a species, humans rely heavily upon parental care in order for their offspring to survive. Humans have very low reproductive rates relative to other species, which amplifies the importance of parental care toward the survival of their very few offspring. These feelings tend to be on a continuous scale rather than a particular threshold value. The gradient is most intense with objects that we perceive to be more cute in comparison to objects that are not as cute. but still generate a response. For instance, a turd.
True that.
Do you get that way around babies? Are you like, you want to choke them?
Sometimes, but usually more so around other baby animals. Like, oh, yes, okay. I love human babies and think they're cute, but to elicit cute aggression from me, put a little tiny kitten in a sweater in front of me, and that's more likely to make it happen.
A little tiny kitten in a sweater.
Yes. Wiki listeners out there, please send me photos of your kittens in sweaters. This has been the Wikipedia page for cute aggression. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your adorable aggression.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.